This is episode 680 of the AWS podcast, released on August 12th, 2024.
Welcome everyone to the AWS podcast. I am Simon's impersonator, which is Jillian Ford, and Simon is at the Canberra Summit. So today it's just me and the amazing, the fabulous Shruti. So Shruti, how's it going today?
Good, good. I am excited to join you and, you know, watch you play both yourself and Simon.
It's really hard to play myself and Simon. Sometimes it's hard to play myself. I'm playing Simon. He always has really snarky tech jokes that I'm still working on my repertoire. Maybe I'll get better with this episode with him not being here.
Yeah, he's given us a few chances to practice now.
Yes. All right. So the first topic we have is analytics. Today, the AWS Marketplace is extending transaction purchase orders to support AWS Data Exchange private offers. This gives customers the ability to ensure that their invoices reflect the proper purchase order number. This launch makes it easier for customers to process and pay invoices. Amazon Redshift users can now connect to their data warehouses via JDBC, ODBC, Python drivers with corporate identity by integrating their identity providers with AWS IAM Identity Center. This enables a seamless single sign-on experience with other AWS services or Redshift tools that already supported trusted identity propagation. We are excited to announce the general availability of fine-grained data access control via AWS Lakeformation for Apache Spark with Amazon EMR. This enables you to enforce full fine-grained data access for databases, tables, column, row, and cell-level policies defined in Lakeformation to take effect for your data lake tables from your EMR serverless Spark jobs and interactive sessions. We're also announcing 24 months of support for Amazon EMR, and this is for Amazon EMR release versions. Amazon EMR aims to get the latest open source versions of its core engines and open table formats into your hands within 90 days from their upstream release. So this extended support period gives customers peace of mind and a predictable timeline for budgeting, testing, and transitioning workloads.
Awesome. Okay, next up, we have a few updates under application integration. AWS Clean Rooms has new capabilities for entity resolution, machine learning modeling, privacy, and analysis controls. Amazon MQ now supports Active MQ Miner version 5.18, which introduces several improvements and fixes compared to the previous version of Active MQ supported by Amazon MQ. These enhancements include initial support of the JMS 2.0 simplified APIs, such as JMS Context, JMS Producer, JMS Consumer, as well as the implementation of methods for XA transactions. AWS Step Functions now supports customer-managed keys.
Now on to artificial intelligence. Amazon Q Business launches support for cross-region AWS IAM Identity Center access. Meta Llama 3.1405B is now generally available in Amazon Bedrock. Amazon Bedrock, this offers a turnkey way to build generative AI applications with Llama, and Llama 3.1 models are a collection of 8B, 70B, and 405B parameter size models offering new capabilities for your generative AI applications. The models support a 128K context length and exhibit improved reasoning for multilingual dialogue use cases in 8 languages. The models access more information from lengthy text to make more informed decisions and leverage richer contextual data to generate more subtle and refined responses. According to Meta, Llama 3.1405B is one of the best and largest publicly available foundation models and is well suited for synthetic data generation and model distillation. Mistral Large 2 foundation model is now available in Amazon Bedrock. This model is the latest version of Mistral AI's flagship large language model, Mistral Large 24.02, with significant improvements on multilingual accuracy, conversational behavior, coding capabilities, reasoning, and instruction following behavior. With this new release of Mistral Large, you can leverage its multilingual proficiency, including English, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, Dutch, Polish, Arabic, and Hindi. Wow. It has an increased contact window of 128K compared to 32K in the original version, making it able to process more information in order to generate accurate responses. Its advanced coding capabilities enable you to develop software across various programming languages such as Python, Java, C, C++, JavaScript, and Bash. Wow. As well as specialized languages like Swift and Fortran. I didn't know people are still using Fortran. Pretty cool. Amazon SageMaker launches faster auto-scaling for generative AI models. You can now use sub-minute metrics and significantly reduce overall scaling latency for AI models. With this enhancement, customers can improve the responsiveness of their generative AI applications as demand fluctuates. These metrics are emitted at a 10-second interval and provide a more accurate representation of the load on the endpoint by tracking the actual concurrency or number of in-flight inference requests being processed by the model. Customers can create auto-scaling policies using these high-resolution metrics to scale their models deployed on SageMaker endpoints. AWS Health Imaging announces enhanced copy and update capabilities. This launch and it offers enhanced capabilities for modifying DICOM data and simplifies resolving metadata inconsistencies. So you can now copy one or more DICOM instances, making it easier to organize your instances by imaging study and series.
Those were some really amazing updates under artificial intelligence. And as a shameless plug of one of the services that I work on, which is AWS Trainium, our purpose-built chip, it is actually what is powering the Llama 3.1 models under the hood on Bedrock. Yes, isn't that great? Yeah. I mean, we've talked to our customers about providing these three different layers of capabilities for AI that they can choose from depending on their needs. But we ourselves, when we build Bedrock, use our own purpose-built infrastructure. And we are GPUs, of course, but also our chips, AWS Trainium. So that was very exciting for us. And Llama 3.1 is very, very well supported on TRN1 instances. So you can, you know, get going on them using either SageMaker or just using, your stack directly on EC2. Anyway, but lots of fun updates there. Moving on to one update under business applications. AWS introduces AWS End User Messaging as the new name for Amazon Pinpoint's SMS, MMS, push and text-to-voice messaging capabilities. We are making this change to simplify how you manage end user communications across your applications and other AWS services. AWS End User Messaging provides developers with a scalable and cost-effective messaging infrastructure without compromising the safety, security, or results of their communications. So just a quick update on a new name. We're going to call it AWS End User Messaging and trying to bring all these capabilities under that portfolio of services.
Shruti, you bring up a good point, which I think I forgot to mention when I was going through the updates. So Llama 3.1 is also available in SageMaker through SageMaker Jumpstart. So to your point, now customers really have these options of you can use Bedrock or you can be able to use SageMaker if you want to be able to have additional customization with the actual model itself. A lot of like different options, I would say, out there.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Bedrock is definitely the easiest way to get started with these models, of course. But yes, like you said, if they want additional customization, if they want much more control over the compute that this runs on, that's where SageMaker really shines. And it really just goes back to what your current workflows are and, you know, how you want to leverage these models. So we always want to make it available in as many ways as possible that are required by our customers.
Totally. And now we're going to go over compute. We are introducing new Amazon CloudWatch dimensions for Amazon EC2 on-demand capacity reservations. The existing CloudWatch metrics for on-demand capacity reservations can now be grouped using the following new dimensions: availability zone, instance match criteria, instance type, platform, tenancy, or across all capacity reservations. You can group the metrics by any of these dimensions within the selected region. This allows you to more efficiently monitor your on-demand capacity reservations and identify unused capacity by setting CloudWatch alarms on CloudWatch metrics on any of these six new dimensions, in addition to the existing capacity reservation ID dimension. AWS Graviton-based EC2 instances now support Hibernation. Hibernation helps lower costs and achieve faster startup times by enabling customers to pause and resume their running instances at scale. This process saves the contents of the instance's memory to the associated EBS root volume. EC2 then persists the instance's EBS root volume and any attached EBS data volumes. So when a hibernated instance resumes, EC2 restores the root volume to its previous state, along with the RAM contents and any previously attached data volumes. This is a really cool call out because I think when a lot of people are thinking about cost optimization, all the different ways that they can cost optimize their architecture, this is something that I don't see often used. And so I think this is definitely something that is a really great call out, especially as you're thinking about ongoing cost optimization and not just getting rid of things that are you no longer need or finding the unwanted waste. This is just something that you can continuously use. Amazon EC2 Fleet and EC2 Autoscaling now support using custom identifiers to reference Amazon machine images in EC2 Fleet launch requests, and autoscaling groups configured to choose from a diversified list of instance types. You can create these identifiers using AWS Systems Manager Parameter Store and use the parameters to reference your AMI during instance launch. These AMI references simplify your automation as you no longer need to modify your code every time a new version of an AMI is created. Amazon ECR repository creation templates are now generally available. This allows customers to specify initial configuration for repositories that are automatically created by ECR via pull-through cache and replication. ECR customers can specify configuration for these repositories, including encryption settings, lifecycle policy, and repository permissions. Amazon ECS now supports Amazon Linux 2023 and more for on-premises container workloads. Amazon EKS introduces new controls for Kubernetes version support policy. This behavior can easily be set through the EKS console and CLI. Controls for Kubernetes version policy, it makes it easier for you to choose which clusters should enter the extended support and which clusters can be automatically upgraded at the end of standard support. AWS open sourced the AWS Signer plugin for notation, giving customers flexibility and transparency in how they sign and verify container images with AWS Signer, which is a managed signing service. Notation is an open source tool developed by the Notary Project, an industry standard for securing software supply chains by authenticating container images and other OCI artifacts. The plugin extends notation with signer managed secrets and revocation capabilities. Customers can now incorporate the signer plugin as a library inside their native tools to generate and verify container artifact signatures. Next up is cost management. So AWS cost categories, this is a feature within the cost management product suite that enables you to group cost and usage information into meaningful categories based on your needs. AWS cost categories now supports the billing entity dimension. So this is a new dimension within the cost categories, and you can use 8 types of dimensions: the linked account, charge type, service, usage type, cost allocation, tags, region, billing entity, and other cost categories, while creating cost categories rules. So this enables you to group cost and usage information into meaningful categories based on your needs. Definitely something I recommend if you are not using Cost Explorer, or you're just not using it really to the best of your ability to be able to fully understand how you're using costs. Great call out.
Next up, we have a few updates under customer engagement. I think they're all actually Amazon Connect related. Amazon Connect now supports the ability to configure when Whisper flows are used during a contact to optimize flow performance. A Whisper flow is what a customer or agent experiences during the moment when they are connected to each other in a voice or chat conversation. With this launch, you can turn off Whisper flows, helping you further optimize your flow's performance and reduce contact duration. For example, you can choose to turn off whisper flows during an outbound or callback scenario to save time when the agent and customer are expecting the contact. Amazon Connect now enables agents to view pre-approved windows when scheduling time off. Amazon Connect Contact Lens now provides downloadable screen recordings.
Now we have databases. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now integrates transaction log backups with Database Migration Service. This integration provides greater reliability and data replication for customers using DMS to replicate data from an RDS for SQL Server source database. If database connection interruptions or sudden transaction volume spikes cause active transaction logs to be archived before DMS can finish processing, DMS can now access the RDS for SQL Server backup logs to recover and resume replication. This prevents replication failures that would previously require a full data reload. Amazon RDS for MySQL now supports version 8.4 in the Amazon RDS database preview environment, allowing you to evaluate the latest long-term support release on Amazon RDS for MySQL. You can deploy the MySQL 8.4 in the Amazon RDS database preview environment that has the benefits of a fully managed database, making it simpler to set up, operate, and monitor databases. Amazon Neptune Analytics now introduces new smaller capacity units. So now they offer the ranges of 32 and 64 Neptune memory capacity units. This enhancement provides greater flexibility and cost efficiency for smaller graph sizes, making it easier and more affordable to get started with vector search, graph algorithms, and graph RAG. Data scientists and developers can now start with smaller capacity units, which significantly reduce costs while meeting their specific needs during the initial stages of development. Now it's developer tools. AWS Code Pipeline V2 type pipelines now support stage level conditions to enable development teams to safely release changes that meet quality and compliance requirements. AWS Code Build now supports connecting your Windows builds to your Amazon VPC resources. This new capability allows Code Build to access your VPC resources without requiring internet access.
Next up, we have a few updates under end user computing. Amazon Workspaces now offers Microsoft Visual Studio. We are also happy to announce that the product carbon footprint for Amazon Workspaces Thin Client has been verified by the Carbon Trust. This verification is based on measurement and estimation of the product's carbon footprint throughout the stages of its life cycle. Amazon AppStream 2.0 now offers support for Red Hat Enterprise Linux, enabling ISVs and central IT organizations to stream Red Hat Enterprise Linux apps and desktops to users while leveraging the flexibility, scalability, and cost-effectiveness of the AWS cloud. With this launch, customers have the flexibility to choose from a broader set of operating systems, including Red Hat Enterprise Linux, Amazon Linux 2, and Microsoft Windows.
Now we've got the Internet of Things. AWS announces the general availability of AWS IoT Sitewise Edge on Siemens Industrial Edge, offering customers a seamless way to bridge the gap between operational technology and information technology. This new offering allows customers to easily connect and collect data from their industrial equipment using Siemens Industrial Edge connectivity applications and send it to the cloud using AWS IoT Sitewise Edge. Users such as process engineers and maintenance technicians can use applications on Siemens Industrial Edge to gain insights or send the data to AWS IoT Sitewise to organize, standardize, and store data for driving critical use cases such as asset monitoring, predictive maintenance, energy monitoring, and building industrial data lakes. Now on to management and governance. AWS Systems Manager launches an API support for Quick Setup. Quick Setup is a capability of Systems Manager, which provides an intuitive console experience for configuring frequently used AWS features and services with recommended best practices. AWS CloudFormation Git Sync now publishes sync status changes as events to Amazon EventBridge. With this launch, you can subscribe to new deployment sync events that show your Git repositories or resource sync status changes. CloudWatch Real User Monitoring, also known as CloudWatch RUM, which helps you perform real user monitoring by collecting client-side data of application performance and user interactions in real time. It now supports AWS CloudTrail data event logging for Put RUM Events API, enabling enhanced data visibility for governance, compliance, and operational auditing. AWS announces advanced targeting capabilities for AWS App Config feature flags. Customers can set up multiple values within flag data and target those values to fine-grained and high cardinality user segments.
Up next, under Media Services, we have one quick update. AWS Elemental Media Live now supports Secure Reliable Transport, or SRT, caller input.
Now we've got migration and modernization. AWS Application Migration Service provides an action for installing New Relic Infrastructure Agent on your migrated instances. For each migrated server, you can choose to automatically install the New Relic Infrastructure Agent to support your observability needs. We're also excited to announce public availability of mainframe modernization code conversion with MLogica. This new capability enables automated conversion of legacy code written in assembler language to COBOL. The majority of mainframe environments include assembler code that is expensive to maintain. Modernization of the code unblocks modernization projects to enable refactor projects, replatform projects, on mainframe modernization initiatives within AWS mainframe modernization toolchains, or to use alongside third-party modernization toolchains. Now we've got storage. AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery introduces flexible instance types, a new capability that reduces the likelihood of failed recovery attempts or prolonged downtime due to capacity shortage. This feature allows you to create a list of optional instance types that can be used during a launch based on specific attributes. By defining a range of acceptable instance types upfront, you can increase the chances of finding available resources, even in situations where capacity is constrained. Wow, I really like this one. I think this is definitely something that you want to go and bookmark. I can see really customers of pretty much any industry. If you are using EC2 instances, this is something that you want to go and bookmark. So that covers a lot of people who are listening here, because being able to flexibly change between different instance types is something that's really just going to allow you to be able to scale and just help make sure that you're not blocked as maybe you're trying to innovate. Because I know I've seen this a lot. Some companies that maybe will fixate on one certain instance type that works the best, and then supply and demand, if maybe that instance type is not available at that specific time, then they're kind of just sitting there waiting. I definitely recommend everyone to go and check this one out. And I can't believe it. That's it.
Yeah, this was a quick one. Some powerful updates, as you said.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think the Elastic Disaster Recovery now supporting flexible instance type launches, that's one everyone should go and bookmark. Llama 3.1, I think this is a great one for people. I know you're a big fan of that launch, obviously.
Yes, very selfishly, but not just because Trainium is involved, but overall, I mean, it really is an exciting launch. The 405 billion parameter model, I believe, is the largest openly or publicly available model, which is exciting for folks who are, you know, using these and to have access to that kind of innovation so easily and use it for, you know, in kind of a distillation context, in this teacher student model context, to build smaller but more intelligent models by kind of using the intelligence that this one has. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, sure. That's a really good call out. It is exciting, yeah. Being able to fine-tune it, which I'm seeing a lot of people wanting to do with Llama 3.1. Yeah, a lot of really great updates, I would say, in this one, this episode for sure. Shruti, where can people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you on the internet?
Twitter, or rather X, Shruti Koparkar, and same on LinkedIn.
I think we're the last two people on the internet that still call it Twitter. We should.
we probably are. Although I saw some memes about, you know, who calls it Twitter and who doesn't. And I don't want to get into it because this is not a political show. But I'm happy to call it both. Still,
Either one, whichever you, the audience, prefer. You can also find me on X at Miss Jill Ford. But the best place to find all of us is aws.amazon.com/podcasts. That's with an S because we have multiple podcasts. /AWS-podcast. Yes, I know you're going to want to write that one down. But once you get there, we've got a big button that's in the center of the page that says Submit Questions and Feedback. Click that button, fill that out. We actually read it when you send us feedback. So share whatever it is that you are thinking, how we can improve the show. We are listening. All right. And until next time, keep on building.